USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware is saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
President Biden's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin is now over. The White House saying the call began at 3:30 Eastern and ended 50 minutes later. So far, officials from neither country have said what the two leaders talked about on the call. They were expected to discuss a tense situation at the border with Ukraine. A vocal pro-democracy website in Hong Kong is now offline.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications. A day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. Journalism is not sedition, Blinken said in an emailed statement. One of those arrested, Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems is nearing its death.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Democratic-led House subcommittee has spent over a year investigating the previous administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, recently issuing a report. Meanwhile, earlier this week, the United States logged more than 440,000 new coronavirus cases in a day. Republican Congressman from North Carolina, Greg Murphy, who is also vice chair of the GOP Doctors Caucus and a physician, tells Fox and Friends First his reaction to the report and weighs in with his thoughts on the current administration.
Good Lord, you know, we would not have a vaccine that had saved hundreds of millions of lives right now if the Trump administration had not put forth warp speed. So to do this is just, it's just typical for this administration. They create a crisis or they say they can fix a crisis and they can't. And then what they do is they just blame Trump.
According to the House subcommittee's report, the previous administration made deliberate efforts to undermine the nation's pandemic response for political reasons. The average American owes more than $1,200 after the holiday season. Annie Spillman with the Federation of the Independent Business says if you're staring down a big credit card bill, there's plenty of jobs available. A study from LendingTree found more than a third of consumers spent more than they could afford. 60% of that holiday spending went on credit cards. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.